Country Bob FM.
It's the always exciting solo almanac. Single host. It's like somebody on the Tonight Show without an Ed McMahon or a sidekick. It is just not the same, but we'll do our best. Today is Monday, October 2nd, 275th day of the year, and sadly, overnight in Las Vegas, we've added a news item that will be in this date in history for eternity now, and we'll get you an update on that again, latest from NBC News Radio. They will file a new report, and we'll share that for you sometime before 9 o'clock. Today, October 2nd, 275th day of the year, 90 days until the end of the year. On this date, 1916, the San Diego Zoo was founded. It's one of the best in the world. No, is it the animals? Is it the popcorn? Is it the parking? I've never been there, so I'm not sure. I don't know why San Diego is seen as such a good zoo. I've been to the one in Memphis. That's a pretty good one. You know, we don't have a bad zoo here in Minnesota, down in Apple Valley. The San Diego Zoo, founded by the Germans on this date, 1916. 1919, President Woodrow Wilson suffered a stroke, left him partially paralyzed. This date, 1919. 1937, a young man that would eventually become governor of California and then president made his film acting debut.
Hello again, folks. Here's something hot right off the griddle. George Copeland, who promised to start his war against the city's gambling syndicate today, has been missing from his home since yesterday morning. As yet, there hasn't been a single clue as to his whereabouts.
There's Ronald Reagan, a young 26-year-old Ronald Reagan, in a movie from Warner Brothers called Love is on the Air. It was a real stretch. He was playing a radio reporter and a radio, not a DJ, but a news reporter on radio. And, of course, that's what he had done in Des Moines, Iowa. He was in Des Moines, Iowa, recreating Chicago Cubs games 1 month, and then he's in Hollywood like the next month, being in a movie. 1937, rest is history, of course, for Dutch. That was 1937. 1950, this is a big day because Charles Schulz had finally made it. The first Peanuts comic strips appeared in 9 newspapers. 1950. I'd like to search. Is one of those, were one of those the Star or the Tribune or the Pioneer Press or the St. Paul Dispatch? With him being from St. Paul and from here, I would assume that he was in one of the big newspapers of the Twin Cities. 1950. 1959, a popular show made its debut.
There is a sixth dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between light and shadow, and it lies between the pit of man's fears.
Sounds like a place I want to go to.
This is the dimension of imagination.
Yes.
It is an area that might be called the Twilight Zone.
Might be called. It was. A little different open than we got to know later on when it really became popular, when Rod Serling, he was still the host of the show and he introduced it going in, but he didn't do the usual intro. That's a different voice. That's not Rod Serling. The Twilight Zone aired for 5 years and it aired for the first time on CBS. Rod Serling, the creator, 1959. 1985, this was in the news.
Hudson's battle against AIDS came to an end about 9 in the morning, just after a visit by a hospital equipment delivery man. As it turns out, he was one of the last to see Rock Hudson alive.
Yeah, it was on this date that Rock Hudson died after his battle with AIDS at the age of 59. So many movies, of course, TV. He was Macmillan and Wife with Susan St. James. He was in the movie Pillow Talk. He was 59. It was this date in 95. This is when the jury actually reached a verdict in the O.J. Simpson murder trial, the 8-month murder trial for O.J. Simpson. The verdict was actually found by the jury today, but it wasn't until the day after that they actually announced the decision, and we'll have audio for that tomorrow on the Bob Almanac. Just mentioned Gene Autry's birthday on Friday, right? Would have been celebrating birthdays either Thursday or Friday. He was in the Gone But Not Forgotten. He died on this date, the age of 91, owner of the MLB's Anaheim Angels, and the singing cowboy Gene Autry, dead this date in 1998. 2005, the NFL breaking out in Mexico City, and it was a success. 103,000 fans in Mexico City watched in as the Arizona Cardinals took on the 49ers, and the Cardinals beat the 49ers this day. That was 12 years ago that they did that, 2005. 2008, this date.
Welcome to you both. As we have determined by a coin toss, the first question will go to Senator Biden with a 90-second follow-up from Governor Palin. The House of Representatives...
Sarah Palin and Joe Biden met in a televised vice presidential debate. Almost 70 million Americans tuned in. It was the largest audience for a VP debate in American history, shattering the record that also involved a woman. That was Geraldine Ferraro and George H.W. Bush back in 1984. People were very curious about Sarah Palin. I don't think it was so much Joe Biden. We pretty much knew we were getting when it came to Joe Biden, but a lot of people were curious about Sarah Palin, the governor from Alaska. And 2011, this date, we heard for the last time from Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes.
A lot of you have sent me wonderful letters and said good things to me when you meet me in the street. I wasn't always gracious about it. It's hard to accept being liked. I don't say this often, but thank you. Although, if you do see me in a restaurant, please, just let me eat my dinner.
He was 92. He passed away shortly thereafter after he signed off from 60 Minutes. He began delivering his essays on the show in 1978. Also, ironically, that was the last time he trimmed his eyebrows, 1978. Move on to birthdays now. Rex Reed, 79. Remember, his show was called At the Movies. It was kind of the other film review show. You had sneak previews with Siskel and Ebert, and then Rex Reed at the Movies. Not many of those shows around anymore, really, are they? People get their movie reviews online. So Rex Reed is 79.
And if she asks you why, you can tell her that I told you that I'm tired of castles in the air. I've got a dream.
Don McLean.
I want the world to share.
He was a big influence on Garth Brooks. Last Garth Brooks concert I was at, or one of them, maybe the one in Kansas City about a decade ago, he sang Vincent, Starry, Starry Night, the other big Don McLean song. Of course, he did American Pie, The Day the Music Died, and his rendition of Crying, the Roy Orbison song, he redid that in the early 80s, was outstanding as well. Don McLean, 72.
Crying, crying, it makes you feel better. Send it on down a tear-stained letter.
Joel Saunier, Cajun Country. This was, I think, his biggest hit. Tear Stained Letter, Joel Saunier, 71 on today's Almanac. He was one of the captains of Star Trek.
Commander, launch torpedoes.
Uh-oh. Better do it, Worf.
Commander, I said launch torpedoes.
Aye, sir.
Either Worf was hard of hearing or he wasn't very good at taking commands from his commanding officer. That was from Deep Space Nine. He is Captain Sisko. You know Kirk, you know Picard, you know some of the other ones, but there are a lot of fans that loved Avery Brooks, who of course was also on Spencer for Hire. He is 69 today. 80s music. Mike Rutherford, he was with Genesis, and then he formed his own group called Mike and the Mechanics, All I Need is a Miracle. This is one of the other big hits called Silent Running. Mike Rutherford, 67 today. Sting.
Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red light.
His name is Gordon Sumner. At what point in your life you go, you can call me Sting? Did his friends just laugh at that point in time? They go, hey, Gordy. How you doing, Gordy? What's up today? Want to have some beers? No, from now on, you can call me Sting. Sting is 66. You got to have some chutzpah to say and tell your friends, yeah, you can call me Sting. But he was a great artist, both solo and, of course, with his group, The Police, is good. Nobody sounded like The Police in the 80s. Sting, 66 today. She was Ray Liotta's wife on Goodfellas.
Where's the stuff that I left, Karen?
I flushed it down the toilet.
You what? What was I supposed to do? They were all over the house.
Karen, that was worth $60,000. I need that money. That's all we got.
What was I supposed to do?
Karen!
They were in everything.
That's what you're supposed to do. The police are in your house. You should flush everything down the toilet, including your complete series DVD of Mork and Mindy. Lorraine Bracco from Goodfellas and other things. Of course, she's also on The Sopranos. Perfect for that role. 63 today. Singer Robbie Neville, happy birthday, 59. Ralphie's in Elk River. He's a big Robbie Neville guy. I know that for a fact. Robbie Neville, 59 on today's Almanac. Kelly Ripa, currently the co-host of the Live with Kelly. Is she all by herself now? Nobody wants to work with poor Kelly Ripa because first it was Regis who left, and I think Michael Strahan, has he bolted as well? Kelly Ripa, 47. Let's head to the mall.
Gonna be so beautiful.
I think she did all of her concerts in malls.
You can own what could
she needed to be close to a caramel corn. That's what she lived off of. Tiffany is 46 today. She was a teenage pop sensation. She made most of her money and her hits on remakes. She did I Think We're Alone Now and I Saw Him Standing There. Those were both remakes. That one there, though, was the original song. Could Have Been So Beautiful. And that's why I played it on the Almanac today. Tiffany is 46 today, and you better vote for Pedro.
If you vote for me, all of your wildest dreams will come true.
Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. I don't know. That might be one of the most broad and maybe the most unforgiving campaign promises ever. I don't know if he would be able to, even if he had he won. I can't remember. Did he win? I can't remember the end of the movie. I just remember them playing tetherball and what's his name dancing. But I don't know how he could fulfill that campaign promise. Efren Ramirez, he was the vote for Pedro guy in Napoleon Dynamite. He's 44 today. On to the Gons But Not Forgottens. I get to do those today. Nat Turner, political activist. He was a slave that led an uprising in the 1830s, among other slaves. His name is Nat Turner. Born on this date, 1800. The Mahatma, Mohandas Gandhi, Indian political, spiritual leader. Born on this date, 1869. I don't think he was that fond of the British. 1869, Gandhi gone on this date. Groucho.
And you can say it was a real love match. We married for money. Eh, my shrinking violet? Say, it wouldn't hurt you to shrink 30 or 40 pounds.
Oh, you impudent head. I'll report you to your paper.
I'll thank you to let me do the reporting. Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight? Is it true you wash your hair in clam broth?
Groucho was the best, was he not? And of course, on I Bet Your Life, he was good. Groucho, quick one-liners. He came at you, 1890 on this date. Hey, Abbott.
Loan me 50 cents, Lou.
Abbott, I would like to loan you 50 cents, but I can't do it. All I got is 40 cents.
40 cents?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Give me the 40 cents, and you owe me 10 cents.
Right.
All right?
Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
How come I owe you 10 cents?
What did I ask you for?
50 cents.
And what'd you give me?
40 cents.
So you owe me 10 cents.
How can I owe you 10 cents?
Now, wait a minute. Now, listen.
Bud Abbott would always take advantage. Lou Costello obviously wasn't very good at math. Bud Abbott. Abbott and Costello, 1895, gone but not forgotten. He was one of the most lovable of the Little Rascals, our gang.
We, the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
We, the He-Man
and Woman Haters Club.
Promise not to fall for this Valentine business.
Promise not to fall for this Valentine business.
Because girls are the bunk.
Because girls are the bunk.
There you go. Those are the charter members of the He-Man Woman Haters Club. It's Alfalfa, it's Buckwheat, and it's Spanky. Spanky McFarland, born on this date, 1928. Now, I remember this guy as he was in Roots, and he was in some of the shows from the 60s, and he was like a Shakespearean-trained actor, worked on Broadway. But I remember him as Joe Kagan on Little House on the Prairie. He was the African-American that came into town, and just a great guy, a great member of the community. And then he played Carl on Good Times.
Carl, I had no idea we were going to go to such a beautiful restaurant.
Hey, where'd you think I was going to take you? To the Burger Pit?
There he is. He kind of replaced James when, John Amos left because he was disgusted the direction that the show was going, so they had to bring another male figure to kind of date Florida. Good old Flo. And it was Moses Gunn. Moses Gunn, born on this date, 1929, gone but not forgotten. Johnny Cochran, born on this date. So the verdict for the O.J. Simpson trial couldn't have been a better birthday gift for Johnny Cochran. If it doesn't fit, you must acquit. 1937, this date. And Chris LeDoux, born on this date, 1948. I'm going to play a full Chris LeDoux song here in just a little bit. Chris LeDoux, born on this date, 1948. They are all gone, but not forgotten. And the Almanac here on Bob FM is brought to you by Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. No one knows the country like Kurt Weir's. See him now for all of your real estate needs in Annandale. Kurt Weir's United Country Real Estate in Annandale. And that is today's Almanac solo. No fact checking. I've got three computers going right now. If I was to get a fourth going, I only have two hands. So that's all I can say about fact checking. So that means that all facts are the facts today. As promised, here's Chris LeDoux, would have been celebrating today.